W. Yesterday, a whale was rescued off the coast of Gippsland. The humpback was tangled in hundreds of metres of rope and fishing buoys, first spotted by a commercial helicopter near the coast of Lochsport and later Lake Tyres. The animal was in distress and rescuers scrambled and allowed the great beast to rejoin the rest of the whales that are migrating right now along the east coast. It's on my wish list, on my bucket list, to one day see a whale in the wild. On 133 693, what have you seen in the wild? Joining us now to tell us the best spots to watch the humpback migration is Belinda Jackson, a travel writer for The Age. Belinda, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Emily. Lovely to be here.
So where are the spots where we can see them?
Well, it's all going on at the moment in Victoria, as you know. So the whales are coming up on their annual migration. It's about 5,000 kilometres. It's the longest migration that mammals have in the world. So they're coming up from Antarctica, and these are humpbacks at the moment that we're seeing. Then they're going to skim across to Portland, and then Portland along the south coast of Victoria before they go up the east coast of Australia. So I've been doing a bit of a ring around as well, because I swam with them just last week in Jervis Bay off the New South Wales south coast. But here in Victoria, it's literally, I was talking to people saying, I just looked out the window and seen a whale. It's incredible. So we're looking at Warrnambool on the Great Ocean Road is really busy at the moment. They often get southern right whales calving there. They're still floating off the shore at the moment, but there are humpbacks cruising past Portland, Port Ferry along here. So one of the things that was really interesting, I had a chat with the Sea Roads Ferry. So if you really want to go and spot a whale, you can do things like the Barwon Bluff walk there on the Bellarine Peninsula, or you can catch the ferry between the Bellarine and Mornington Peninsula. That's the Queenscliff and Sorrento ferry. And people are seeing them off the ferries, which I think is just fantastic.
That is terrific. Now, let's not bury the lead, Belinda. You've swum with whales. Tell us about that. What was it like, and how is it done ethically? I imagine there are rules and restrictions around what you can and can't do during an experience like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the first thing to note is that there are no whale swims in... It is actually very new in Australia. I swam years ago in Tonga. And I think then, you know, we've had a lot of education since that time. It's interesting, you know, whales are doing different things at different times. At the moment they're migrating and they're on the move. So which is very different to when they're calving, which is what they often do in Tonga. So at the moment they're on the move and you'll see them just powering up and down the coast. So I went out on a boat called Wobegon, so think Wobegon, the sharks, but in Jervis Bay. And they are, you know, we talk a lot about the ethics of swimming with wild animals. And the first thing is you've got to manage expectations. It's a wild animal. So if you don't swim with it, it doesn't want to swim with you. And that's, I think, what the universal opinion, you know, speaking to whale scientists and as well as tour operators and watchers, if they don't want to swim with you, whales will just disappear or they'll avoid you. So we spent a couple of hours watching them. We were listening to them as well. So we dropped a microphone just over the side of the boat, and you could hear them calling. You could also hear the dolphins chittering away in the background and trying to steal the bandwidth because they are pretty showy. And you could hear them talking and moving as well. And then when we got in to swim, there was, you know, we had two guides with us and kept us in a huddle, and you can hear them, you know, without that microphone. Even when you're in the water, you feel the movement and the anticipation, and you just think, there's an absolutely ginormous animal coming toward me. That goes through your mind. And they were moving toward us. It was cold. We did have wetsuits on. And then at the last minute, they diverted around us because they were on a mission. But we were so close to them. You really feel, you know, there's a sense of power and an appreciation for what these animals are. They're incredible. I mean, we almost hunted them to extinction until whaling. You know, whaling only stopped in Australia in the late 70s. The last one was Albany and the WA. Coast, which is now, you know, they're making their money out of watching whales. And I think when you spend time looking at them, when you don't have to swim with them, you can just see them on your morning walk if you're down on the Mornington Peninsula even, you have that appreciation for what an absolutely magnificent animal they are. And you know, you've got to come over all mystical when you do it. The whale swim, I mean, they're, you know, it's a dynamic and an incredible experience. But also just seeing them and being on the water and watching them or being on the coastline is it's just a dynamic, incredible wildlife experience.
And where does it sit for you in your travel experiences? What other animals have you seen in the wild and how did it compare to that that moment of swimming with whales, Belinda?
Well, you know, we were talking about this on the boat, about great wildlife experiences we had. I probably, one of my top ones is I was in southern Patagonia a few years ago and we were watching pumas in the Torres del Paine National Park down in Patagonia in winter. And they were as elusive, and I was down there for 4 days. And this is the thing about when you write stories for these sorts of things. You pitch it to the editor and you say, I'm going to write a story about seeing pumas. So 3 days, we're driving around looking for pumas. We can smell them. We're sure that we can hear them. We can see the footprints everywhere. Everyone else has seen them. You haven't seen them. Then you have.
They know where you are, though.
They do. And on the last day, we saw a female with her two cubs, and we were quite along, you know, we're watching them like with whales through binoculars and we could see them. We're like, yes, we saw three pumas. And then later that afternoon, we were on horseback riding out through the snow and we saw another three. So story ticked and, you know, incredible elation, that simple elation that you get from seeing whales and seeing, you know, seeing these plumes of water coming up, you know, just anything. Goodness, how many are there? There have been pods of up to 6 and 7 down on the off the prom at the moment. And they are, you know, that's quite a big number of animals. And if you think, that's a lot of double-decker buses.
It is.
Sitting up the side of the prom. It's just an incredible experience.
Belinda, you have one of the great journalism jobs I've ever heard of. It's terrific to chat to you. And if listeners are keen on hearing more about your travels, you've got a podcast, The World Awaits, which you can download via Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or go to Belinda's website, theworldawaits.au. Belinda Jackson, travel writer for The Age, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Thanks, Emily.